The Holy Gospel according to Luke, the 6th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Then Jesus looked up at his disciples and said, Blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are you who are hungry now, for you will be filled. Blessed are you who weep now, for you will laugh. Blessed are you when people hate you, and when they exclude you, revile you, and defame you on account of the Son of Man. Rejoice in that day and leap for joy, for surely your reward is great in heaven. For that is what their ancestors did to the prophets. But woe to you who are rich, for you have received your consolation. Woe to you who are full now, for you will be hungry. Woe to you who are laughing now, for you will mourn and weep. Woe to you when all speak well of you, for that is what their ancestors did to the false prophets. But I say to you that listen, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who abuse you. If anyone strikes you on the cheek, offer the other also. And from anyone who takes away your coat, do not withhold even your shirt. Give to everyone who begs from you, and if anyone takes away your goods, do not ask for them again. Do to others as you would have them do to you. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Grace and peace be unto you from God our Father and Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. O blessed communion, fellowship divine, we feebly struggle, they in glory shine. Yet all are one in thee, for all are thine. Alleluia, alleluia. Some of you will recognize that as one of the stanzas from a hymn we will sing today, For All the Saints. The story is told of the ELCA pastor, Nadia Weber-Boltz. The story is, in her own words, that she is a sucker for a good saint. Don't know exactly what that means, but she tells, Pastor Weber-Boltz tells that early in her theological training, she was given a stack of saint cards. And as she puts it, saint cards are like trading cards for Catholic saints. You know what baseball trading cards are, right? Okay. She was given a deck of these. And as she explained, their picture is on one side of the card, and when you flip it over, their stats and their particular spiritual power is listed on the back. Well, after she spent some time looking through all of these saint cards, these trading cards as she called them, she decided that Saint Dimphna, this is not a name easy to say, was her favorite of all. Saint Dimphna was not exactly the most famous of the saints. I have to admit, I did not know who she was talking about. But it seems that Saint Dimphna, that she was the daughter of a pagan Irish king and his Christian wife, born somewhere along the way in the 7th century. Sadly, she was murdered by her father. But before her death, she was said to have founded a home for the mentally and emotionally ill folks. Many people who came to this house, it was reported that they became much better and some even healed under her care. Saint Dimphna, I guess we can say, is officially the patron saint of the nervous, of the emotionally disturbed, of the mentally ill, and those who suffer with neurological disease. Well, today is All Saints. It's set aside in the church year to remember those, as I said earlier, who have moved now to the church triumphant and have left us here in the church militant. But not just the ones who have trading cards, since it is technically All Saints Sunday and not Some Saints Sunday, right? Let's be clear here. This day isn't about a cult of saints. For you and I both know that we do not need special saints to intercede for us. We need not think that these saints, that maybe God listens to them more carefully than us, you know, just because they're better Christians than we are. No, we do not do that. What we remember this day when we celebrate this festival of All Saints is not the superhuman faith or power of a select few, but rather, and this is what is important, rather God's ability to use flawed people to do divine things. That's what All Saints is all about. We celebrate all people on whom God has acted upon in those waters of baptism, sealing them, as Ephesians says in our second lesson for today, with the mark of the promised Holy Spirit. We celebrate the fact that God creates faith in God's people. And those people who, through ordinary acts of love and kindness, bring the kingdom of heaven, somehow it brings the kingdom of heaven closer to this earth. We celebrate that we have in all those who have gone before us what the Apostle Paul called as such a great cloud of witnesses, and that the faithful departed are as much a part of the body of Christ as you and I are a part. It's really quite amazing when you begin to think about it. We are connected, you see, to so many people. We are connected to so much faith that has been in this world. We are connected to stories. So much divine love, grace. And that's a good thing, for in this world, especially this day and age, of people feeling rather alienated and lost and struggling to find community and belonging in ways that they'll never figure out, that's an amazing thing. We are connected by faith to those who are here and those who have gone before us. As I say, in this world where people feel alienated and lost, people try a lot of crazy things, belonging to a group of similar likes or political beliefs or a sports team or maybe even a Facebook group. It will not answer completely that need for real community, because none of that is what connects us, you see, to the body of Christ. What connects you and me, all saints, what connects us is not our piety, not our good works or theological beliefs. It's God. God, who lovingly gathers up all of his children into the church eternal. So today, on All Saints, let's remember. Let's remember all the deeply faithful and the deeply flawed saints of God's church, through whom the glory of God has been revealed and is being revealed and will be revealed. Today's the day that we remember people like Mary Magdalene, Peter, the fisherman, all of Jesus' disciples. Let's remember St. Francis and Mother Teresa and Martin Luther and Martin Luther King Jr. Let's remember our moms and dads, as I talked to the children earlier today. Let's remember them and all those Sunday school teachers who tried to share the gospel and put up with our shenanigans in Sunday school. All those people who have done kind and loving acts toward us who are no longer here with us. Today, let us thank God for gathering so many of those folks into the church eternal. And those, let's remember those around us who still help to light our path. I am sure that many have come here today to perhaps honor someone that you loved who has died. Your hearts maybe are still heavy with the loss of someone dear. And all of us who have gathered, we have our own beloved dead to remember. People who we would, frankly, rather still have with us as a living person. And not just a memory in the heart or the head. We'd rather be standing with them in line as we come to the communion table, rather than adding their name to a litany of saints. But our assurance and our comfort and the strength that allows us to continue on comes from knowing that in Christ, death has been rendered powerless over God's saints. And what better way to remember, to celebrate, and to give thanks this day for that gift of grace than to gather around this table. This table, soon to be filled with bread and wine, a foretaste of that heavenly banquet around which all of the saints are now gathered. We give thanks that around this table we are tied to that whole communion of saints, united with all who have ever received bread and have been told that it is Jesus and that it was given for them. We are joined here with angels and archangels and cherubim and seraphim. We are joined with the church on earth and the church in heaven and with all who have called on the name of God. And most of all, we are connected to God. Today we give thanks that saintly acts are always just really simple acts of love. As I said earlier, bringing the kingdom to earth. That saintly acts are always just simple acts of love. And we give thanks for all those who have come before us, handing on the faith and being used by God for simple acts of love, like building a home where the mentally and emotionally ill are able to go to, where they are less challenged than what they were. Or giving food to those who are hungry, clothing to those who are without, maybe even holding a special needs child. But all of it, saints serving in the name of Jesus. O blessed communion, fellowship divine, we feebly struggle, they in glory shine. Yet all are one in thee, for all are thine. Alleluia, alleluia, amen.